massive penis.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 17 of the Feral Gaming Podcast. My name is Dan, also known as Wadj, and today I'm here with Cole. Doug. And Dan.
Hello.
Why? This is a really bad idea, those intros. They're fucking god-awful.
Honestly, the thing with the intro is it's like they're meant to help people know which person's which, but then me and Cole just make a noise, which doesn't really help at all.
Whose fault is that?
Well, it's nobody else's but our own, but, you know.
I was going to say, I'm not taking the blame for that. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It's been 3 weeks since we recorded, guys. It feels like a really long time. How have we all been?
Okay. Spicy and tired.
What are you going to say, tight?
Spicy and tight. Two most important traits to have for the man.
The thing with just throwing out the question of, like, how's everyone doing is nobody ever wants to go first because we don't want to interrupt each other.
So, like, yeah.
I feel like you got to aim it at someone.
We're going to have to, yeah, but then I don't want to pick favourites.
I mean, it comes back to the plushie.
Everyone knows
idea.
I'm the favourite.
Yeah, just pick Doug. It's easier.
Well, Doug's hardly ever okay. here.
That is true. But that's why I'm your favourite. Because you don't get sick of me.
Maybe we'll work out an order. But then, you know, someone might be a bit better than the others. So they're like, oh, I'm really good today. I'm going to throw that out there and, you know, have my thing. But no, we're all miserable cunts. No one ever wants to say anything, so...
Yeah, and we never do anything interesting in our lives. So
high five!
Oh, shit! he didn't high-five his hand. He high-fived his like, thigh.
No, I pushed the talk with my toe.
Oh, shit. I thought That's you just amazing. Slapped your own thigh.
That would have been...
I mean, I'm actually hoping that his mum was there, just ready.
High five, mum!
Mum, stick around. I need to high five you in a minute.
The plan that is joke for 3 weeks.
She would definitely be up for that. Like, if anyone's mum would do that, it'd be Carl's mum.
For a slick high five. I already feel this is falling to shit, and we are ridiculously out of practice. It does feel
We're
like
just
such
talking,
a long time.
Man.
I know, and that's the problem.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We have got a lot going on, and we need to work out how to transition. Like, they need to be on point. We need to fluidly transition from each segment.
What if we used a star wipe?
A what?
What
a
if we used?
I don't know. It's like a really classic PowerPoint transition.
Oh my days!
Or the newspaper spin.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! I'm in.
Like that.
That's it. Do that for the podcast. Good luck, Wadj, in the editing.
Why? I don't know how I'm gonna do it. I could do the Batman. You know the old 60s Batman style spin.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Dilla 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 dilla. During every single every section. Man, that'd be a lot of swiping.
I mean, if you did that, I would stop. I'd stop doing the podcast, even though I don't hear that noise.
Yeah,
just knowing it will be embarrassing enough.
Knowing it's like half the battle.
And if you've lost half the battle, what the fuck's the point?
So, Carl, tell me more about the spiciness and tightness.
Oh, no.
Don't do it. Don't you dare. I've been okay.
Nobody asked you.
No one does ask me because I'm the host. No one cares.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I never actually thought of it that way. That's kind of fucked up.
It's always when it's like whatever we've been playing this week or how our weeks have been, I ask you guys. No one ever asks me back. So I just kind of sit there and I'm like, yeah, I've been all right.
I mean, as you're the host, you could start off with your input and then ask us after.
But I'm a nice guy. I care about what you guys think.
That's a lie.
Whoa!
Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. All right, screw you. I've been really good.
How have you been, Wadj? What have you done?
Shut up. I've been really good. I came back from 5 weeks away in Spain. And
Brazil.
What? No.
Why did I think you said Brazil?
Just go ahead and say I actually didn't know where he went.
What is the thing? I was going around to everyone saying that, yeah, we're going to Barcelona. Our original plan was to take a trip to Barcelona. Yeah.
That's fun.
And it turns out when we got there, we were actually a good hour 15, hour 20 on the train away from Barcelona. So really, we were just in Malgrat de Mar, which is some little seaside resort thing.
Was it not planned in advance?
Well, yeah, I mean, but then when you're looking on a little map, you don't really realise how far away you actually are.
Like, so it was planned and you did have a hotel, but you just thought it was in Barcelona.
Yeah, but it was out from Barcelona.
Like the way you described it, you landed there, you're like, right, where are we? Where are you going?
If I had money, I'd love to wing it. But I mean, nowadays, what hotel is going to take you, really, if you haven't booked online? You know?
I mean, I think it does depend, because you've got to think expensive hotels are going to be more popular, but at the same time, if they're that expensive, they're probably going to have spare rooms because not everyone's going to be able to stay there.
Yeah.
You could probably slide into a 5-star with enough money and just be like, give me a room, and they'd be like, okay.
Yeah, if you just start raining money at them, you know, maybe, but I haven't got that.
This is a fucking gaming podcast. Oh, yeah, talking about hotels.
Okay, well, yeah, so, I mean, we went to Barcelona and, you know, I spent my hotel time just watching a lot of tech and YouTube videos, really. Jesse's kind of, like, me and Jesse, we are not holiday compatible whatsoever. She will happily
you
get
met on
up.
Holiday.
Yeah, we were drunk. What do you want from me? You know how much alcohol I'd taken in? Like, we were talking pitchers and pitchers, like, it was my birthday and I had a bottle of champagne to myself. But, you know, sober, we are not compatible.
Okay.
Anywhere. Just as long as we're sober, we are a terrible couple. She always wants to go out and do loads of things. You know, she's happy to walk for hours. Well, you know, an hour. Like, she will walk in the sun. I like everything to be quite close, you know, close proximity, and I can never do one thing for so long. So,
Madge, I think we're holiday compatible. Let's go on holiday, Wedge.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm in. That sounds, you know, like, that sounds exactly like me.
I like getting cabs as well. You know, if a place is a little bit, a little bit far away, I'll jump on a cab. I don't want to walk 20 minutes
You're
to
just
a train
on
station.
The cab. You won't get in it, you get on it.
Did I say on?
It's cheaper.
You definitely said on.
It's cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Can I have the outside seat, please?
Oh, when I went to Turkey once, I was in the boot.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't
sure you were against your will.
I mean, it's kind of like... I think, how many of us were there? There were 5 of
us. Did they try to kidnap you because they thought you were an infant child?
I was an infant child, kind of.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, I was about 10. So I was about the size of an infant. But, they had one of those kind of, like, open back boots where, like, they kept their dog would sit in that, and I just kind of sat and knelt
over. You
got the
dog seat?
In between. Yeah. In between my nan and my granddad, and then I had, yeah. There just weren't enough of us, and the cab that we'd booked only brought over a 5-seater. So, yeah, they made me get in the boot. And do you know how scary that is, being in the boot of a car with no seatbelt when they're driving up a mountain? Like, oh, it's fucking horrible. Anyway, that's what I did. And then I broke a table and had to argue with who I thought might have been the owner.
Oh, yeah. The whole ashtray thing.
I'm not going to go into too much detail with that. All I know is, fuck you.
You might be listening.
Well, I was going to say, like, is Jesse listening to this? Because, quite frankly, that'd be, funny if you're like saying how incompatible you are on holiday.
Oh, okay, but we've already had this conversation. Like, she considers me being like, she'll say that I'm boring, and I'm kind of sitting there like, you know, she's sunbathing and out for like an hour and a half, 2 hours or whatever, and I'm rocking back and forth, not knowing what to do myself. you know, like, I try and dip in the sea and it's too cold, and then I try and watch some videos on my phone.
Try and dip in the sea, but I can't swim.
You know, and it's just, I was kind of sitting there trying to think out, what actually do I like on holiday, you know? And it is, you know, I enjoy drinking, I enjoy chatting, chilling, and I like doing, like, events and things like that, but I just don't want to travel far for it.
Fucking love events.
Oh.
I'm sorry, that's an old meme. We won't go there.
Was that a private joke? Not a single listener is going to understand.
Yep.
That's like, even I don't get that. Just don't get that.
There was some anime club at our old college, was it one of our friends, Carl? I can't remember.
What, Sean?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say his name, but...
Yeah.
Call him out, live on air.
He said he likes events.
Sean Jabrowski.
Does he like podcasts?
That's not his last name, is it? I wasn't quite sure.
Never know.
Okay, moving on with a fluid transition. What games have we been playing? Carl, why don't
I'm fine,
start?
By the way. So stuck.
Wait, so I didn't go last?
No.
No.
No, you pushed yourself second.
I thought you
were... Some host.
I thought you were just kind of was like, yeah, I'm alright.
Oh, I'm and the then victim left it because I'm the host.
Alright, okay, Dan, you go next.
Oh, yeah, it's alright. I did my last exam today, and now I just need to wait 3 weeks to find out how badly I did.
That sucks. Are you going, does your course have a prom, like a ball?
Yes, but no one really goes to it. They try for about 4 months, and they're like, please buy a ticket.
Yeah.
I think they do get some healthy numbers, but no one really gives a shit.
I think I'm being dragged to one. I'm being dragged to Jess's psychology ball.
You're the oldest one there.
That sounds awful. Yeah, but now you know he's old.
Yeah, people think that I'm Jess's kid.
That's true.
Or jailbait.
It's
fine.
Yikes.
No!
Do you think I could just go up to random tall people and go, haha, people don't know I'm not allowed to drink?
I think you'd get punched.
That joke just crashed so hard.
Yeah. It did, didn't it?
I was going to laugh, but then I was like,
You can edit it out.
Yeah, in post, just make yourself, put a laugh track in post.
But keep our conversation in, so it just seems like we're mental.
Well, are you done, Dan? You done explaining
I'm done with it.
All right, Doug, it's your turn.
Yeah, no, it's been good. I've been doing a decent bit of coursework for my college course, which has been a bit of a bore late. But more exciting stuff, I've been playing quite a bit of Warframe. And...
No, we're not talking about games yet.
Oh, sorry.
How angry you were.
Jesus, mate.
No, because I was waiting for it. I was waiting for someone to do it.
You've cracked him. He's been watching so long.
You can talk about Warframe when I ask you what games you've been playing.
It was an alright week up until now. That's it.
It's been ruined.
Yep.
It was pointless me asking you two how you've been because you're both doing the same shit and it lasted about 20 fucking seconds.
I don't do exams every week.
No, you've both done like the same shit as each other.
I guess. Mine's just more important because it's not an art course.
<He's an idiot>.
Got it!
Oh, I'm sorry, Doug.
Okay. I'm gonna leave.
Not yet, you're not. Right. What games have we been playing this week, guys? Doug, why don't you go first?
No, but seriously, I have. I've been playing Warframe and Dark Souls Remastered. Warframe. I feel like it's one of those games where, unless you actually play it, you won't really appreciate me talking about it. But the game is well made. It's fun. It's got a lot of depth to it. And at the end of the day, I can recommend it, but I know it hasn't got a ridiculous fan base. Fuck off, Dan.
Wait. Explain what Warframe is for if there are any listeners who don't really know. Like, compare it to some stuff.
So, It's somewhat like Destiny in the sense that it's a sci-fi MMORPG first-person shooter kind of thing. But it's third-person instead of Destiny, which is first-person. And you get a lot more characters, but there's no talent trees. So you basically play as these things called frames, and you have to do different missions. You've got sort of like a variety of missions like elimination, capture the flag, spy missions and all that stuff. And you basically have to level up, and as you level up, you unlock more mod slots, which allows you to customize your character with different types of damage and abilities. And yeah, it's free-to-play model, so unfortunately, you don't just get everything straight away. You have to work towards it. And when you're crafting stuff, it takes like 24 hours to craft some things. So it's a bit of a slow game, but you know, when you're playing it, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. So the frames are basically like each frame is like an individual class or character, isn't it? So each frame can do completely different things.
Yeah.
And you get a primary weapon, which would be some sort of gun. A secondary weapon, which is a melee. Secondary weapon is a handgun, isn't it? Sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
or then like a melee weapon. A small shotgun, just general sidearm stuff, and then yeah, melee weapon.
And it's a grind fest. Being free to play, you either pay a lot of money for your stuff, or you just grind your way through it. But
and you know, it's very overwhelming at first, very in depth. It's not as you can't really just go in and play it and then hope to do high level content. You can go in and then just play like low level content. You know, you're not going to struggle.
Yeah,
but Google is. Yeah, Google's your best friend in that game, for sure.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. There must be a Warframe Reddit. Like, do they have useful stuff on there?
Yeah, I mean, there's like forums and all sorts of tools and stuff that you can use that are very helpful.
Fantastic. And you say you've also been playing Dark Souls Remastered as well. Do you want to talk about that as a group a bit later or mention it now?
I mean, I'm the only one who's got it. Aren't I? Nobody else purchased it.
Yeah, I just that's a very fair point. That. Yeah, same, yeah. To be honest. I'm keeping my eye on it.
So, a lot of people have been complaining about, like, various things. Some people complained that it is underwhelming, like they haven't changed as much as they could have. I'm not upset with it in that aspect. I feel like it has done exactly what they said they were going to do. They've increased the textures. It runs at 60 FPS on 4K. It has password protection co-op now, so it's much easier to play with friends. The servers are way better. You know, it's fine. It's exactly what I was hoping for. Some people seem to have been hoping that it was going to be like Dark Souls 1 remade with the Dark Souls 3 engine, which they never said it would be. The only like major negative is the hackers.
But
you know, I haven't experienced it. Just to summarize it, basically someone can invade your world and then hit you with a spell and it soft bans you because it alters your game files and the...
And what's a soft ban?
So it puts you into a pool. This I didn't actually know about this. I had Cole explain this to me. But it puts you into a pool of other people who have been soft banned.
Okay, so you're basically put into a server of hackers, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll be more likely to be matchmade, or will be matchmade against people that have been put on that list.
Even though you haven't done anything
that
wrong.
That might not be all of it, but that is most of it. It's only save-based, so you can just create an entire new save file, like, just make a new character, I think, and you won't be soft-banned on that. But does mean you'll lose your character.
Yeah. So, you know, I have had 4 PvP encounters and none of them have been hackers, so, you know.
Still, I mean,
you kind of have to take it with a grain of salt.
It's a really tough thing because I feel like Dark Souls has got Sea of Thieves syndrome where, like, I'll say with Sea of Thieves, they said that they weren't going to do stuff, but... So they said that, like, yeah, we're not going to focus on progression. We want everything to be the same, blah, blah, blah. But then it came out, they did exactly what they said. And people still weren't happy. And I feel like it's this kind of thing, like, From Software said, yeah, we're only going to do this, we're only going to do that, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's all good and well, but they still should have done more.
Yeah, people are always going to want more, though. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, it's hard to get a balance. Like, I remember when, I don't know if it's a great example, but League of Legends went through that phase where they were releasing a new champ every week. Like, in a month, they got 6 champs out, but some of them weren't very well designed, and the skins that were coming out with them were shit. So they were like, okay, we're going to go back to doing one champ a month.
What's that again, Dan?
I said, do you remember what champions they were? Because I'm sort of curious what champs.
Hecarim, Zyra, Nautilus.
Oh, it was all in that time, yeah.
You'd be able to just go on to League and then you look at the release date.
Yeah.
There was like a big chunk. And, you know, it's kind of like quality over quantity kind of thing. They could have. I said this to Dan. If they remake Dark Souls 1 with the Dark Souls 3 engine, it would make the game mediocre because some of the bosses are designed to work on the Dark Souls 1 engine, which is a lot slower. And if you could play with the smoothness and sort of quick action combat of Dark Souls 3, bosses like the Gaping Dragon would never hit you, so it would make the game way too easy.
Yeah, but then they'd change that. They would have to then edit the boss slightly.
Yeah, it's literally becoming a new game at that point. You're asking it'd literally just be like, I don't know, man. I feel like that is too much to ask for them to remake the game in a way that it isn't even the game anymore, the game that it used to be.
What I would have really liked is, for the remaster, keep everything that it's got so far. I personally would have really liked some of the maybe original unused content to be put in there as some sort of bonus material. Like, you've got, like, that, was it King... Undead King Jael, a boss that was unused and things like that. And there are some unused enemies as well. You know, throw them in there and you don't have to put them in the game. You could put them on a menu thing as like an extras or something. Chuck in a couple of new weapons, you know, if they're just like reskins.
They could have done something cool with that. You know how Bloodborne has the Chalice Dungeons? If they added Chalice Dungeons in Dark Souls 1 and they just added like harder versions of some of the bosses, like a really hard Taurus demon that maybe like has some fiery stuff going on, and then Undead King, whatever his name is. But then I don't feel like it's asking for too much, but...
Do you think this is a cash grab? This current remaster, do you think it was a cash grab?
Not super, gimme the money, because they gave really good discount to people who already own Dark Souls 1. But then at the same time, it definitely is a bit of a cash grab because they removed the old Dark Souls from the Steam store. And when that went on sale, it was only like £4. But now Dark Souls Remastered is 40, isn't it?
Or is it 30? I think it's 35. Because it's half price if you have Dark Souls 1 and it's £17.
Yeah. So it's like, yes, it kind of is a cash grab because now you won't be able to buy Dark Souls 1 for £3. But at the same time, it is much more modern now. Like, it runs at 60 FPS and 4K.
Some people did put effort into it. It wasn't just like they re-released it.
Yeah.
People's work hours went into this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's some new textures and stuff. You know, the game definitely looks better, especially Fire. Fire looks really good at the moment. That was kind of the main thing that I noticed was kind of armor and fire.
It just runs so much better as well. It doesn't feel like a bad port anymore. It feels like it was meant to be played on PC.
Well, that's I suppose it's always good, isn't it, I guess? But, you know, I guess what can you say, really? If you're a Dark Souls fan, pick the game up, you know? I mean, if you've got the money, because if you have got Dark Souls 1, it will cost you £17, you know? It is just a big say. I get it. I know what it is. It's a missed opportunity. I think that's probably what most people are upset about. With the remaster, they did have an opportunity to do so much. You know, turn it from a prepare to die, you know, like Dark Souls 2 to Scholar.
Yeah, I mean, Scholar had some big changes in it, and...
It's still Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I do feel like that's an interesting thing to talk about, just because...
I think a lot of people don't get it. Yeah, you had tons of hours in Dark Souls 2, didn't you? But never really played much of a Scholar. Yeah.
Just didn't like it compared. All my knowledge just gone. In the moment, boom, done.
So, again, for people who don't know the difference, so you had Dark Souls 2, which was just your normal sequel to Dark Souls, but then Scholar of the First Sin was Dark Souls 2, but then it had had some rebalancing, different enemies had been thrown all over the place in different,
changed enemy spawns, they changed where the Estus flask shards were, they changed where the Estus upgrades were.
Which is your healing mechanic.
Yeah, they made it so that you had to actually unlock the DLC properly. You didn't just get it gifted into your inventory. They added different NPCs in different places and dialogues and stuff. They changed a lot. And they did a lighting overhaul and they increased graphics. So, I would argue that Scholar definitely had more effort put into it than Dark Souls Remastered.
Yeah, yeah. But then a lot of people would say that, it is almost a completely different game at that point.
Yeah. And so also some people really hate Dark Souls 2. So the fact that they reworked it, people still just don't like it. They just kind of dismiss the fact that a lot of work got put into making it better. They're like, oh, well, Dark Souls 2 is the worst Dark Souls. And it's like, well,
Dark Souls 2 was made by a different team. I mean, gameplay-wise, it was definitely my favourite. Just because I love the PvP in it, and I love the PvP areas. Like, fighting on that lava bridge, I've forgotten the name of it. The main PvP area was just beast.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2 was my favourite PvP, because Dark Souls 3 PvP is shit. It's for the retards, and I'm saying that nicely,
Fantastic. Who wants to go next? Carl or Dan?
So I've literally been playing League, a bit of WoW, and some hit new indie game, House Flipper.
Oh!
I have no clue what this is.
Okay, so you start off by doing shitty missions where you go into people's houses and they want you to replace some radiators or clean up some shit. Sometimes literally shit. They'll want you to paint the walls and build walls and stuff and make house modifications.
It's a sandbox house decorating game.
Yes, that.
That's what it's classified as.
You can go into the sandbox mode afterwards. You literally buy a house. You completely demolish everything inside it. Completely rebuild it up from scratch, and you sell it.
Right, okay.
It sounds really pansy, but it's actually... It's sort of people who played Sims, who did it for the house building. They didn't really care for the actual simulation, they just liked building houses.
Right, I see, okay.
It's basically that. That's the focus.
How much did that game cost you?
A tenner.
I suppose that's right.
Yeah.
It's therapeutic and satisfying. I would argue it's similar to... reasons why you would play Euro Truck Simulator. I know Euro Truck Simulator is not a ridiculously popular game, but
it has a niche though, doesn't it?
Some people just enjoy going through the mission, and streamers, I've watched some Euro Truck Simulator streams. They're just very chill.
Very relaxing.
They just talk to chat. You've got the lorry driving in the background. It's a similar thing. It's kind of you can just chill.
My major complaints with the game, though, is it is a little bit buggy. I think they have fixed the bug, so it's an indie developer. I think it was their first game. And there's not really much customization. There's not much furniture you can buy, which is a bit of shame, considering it's pretty much about the decoration.
Have they said anything about opening it up to Workshop? Because for a fact, if they open it to Steam Workshop, there is going to be
stuff. I think because of their inexperience, I think they actually just don't know how, because it's made with Unity. I don't know if it's very easy.
Ah, that's a shame.
Because the way Workshop never really works in Unity as far as I'm aware, but the way modding works for VR Chat, another game that's made in Unity, you actually need Unity, and then you download their SDK or whatever, you make some stuff for their game, and then like you publish it in some weird way. So it's really sort of clunky and cumbersome. Mm. So I don't think it will. But
compared to Unreal 4.
Yeah, which has sort of native access to like that sort of shit.
See, I didn't realise that there was such a big problem in terms of stuff like that. I assumed that it'd kind of be like, okay, you know, the community can do what they want with our game. You'd open it up and then people would go crazy. I didn't realise Unity was not necessarily limited, but...
I think it's just harder to mod.
Yeah.
I think most people, even the indie devs, are kind of pushing towards Unreal now, aren't they? You know, it seems like Unreal just dominates the market.
Yeah, Unreal does. I think Unreal is the major one.
Yeah.
I think Unity's a bit nicer for beginners.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I just prefer Game Maker Lite.
Oof.
Don't talk to me.
Never.
I remember as a kid, I got a game magazine that had a demo for Game Maker Lite. Like I was very,
I had
very
an entire college module that was graded for a game made for Game Maker Lite. And Carl, no, because he did the same thing as me. We copied half the code from WikiHow on how to make a 2D platformer.
Yikes.
Nice.
As you can tell, it was terrible. It was buggy as hell, but it was basic and it got us the marks we needed.
I mean, I like how I had it was like a footballer game where you have to pick up balls and then just take them to a goal. And I like how I had a sound effect when you score a goal, technically, and the sound would loop horribly if you stood at the goal.
I think I've seen that.
Probably, yeah. Rookie me didn't know how to fix it, so I think I just disabled the sound or made it a feature, I don't know. Was that also the same game, Carl, where if it was Christmas, it played a Christmas song?
Oh, fuck, it might be. That actually does,
it actually had like a method that checked what the date was, and if it was Christmas, it played like a Christmas song.
Which
was a problem,
it
was because it was like a 60 megabyte file, and the upload for the project to be marked was like 2 megabytes.
What did you use to make your Ant game?
I use Uni.
Oh, really?
And Java.
Little thing like.
Yeah.
Lovely. Carl, what about you, man?
Yeah, I like making games in Unity.
just on the regs.
On the regs. Just taking a while to get started. I've not been playing much variety. I've just been playing some random tabletop by myself because I'm lonely. Tekken.
Do you play in VR?
No, it hurts my eyes to play for too long, so I just can't.
It was one of the games I was most excited to play in VR, tabletops, but it's awful. The resolution's too low and it's just awkward.
I think they've improved it, but
yeah, they probably have. I haven't tried it, but I just found it quite irritating.
I've just been playing random RPG game or strategy games on the that can play 1 to 4 players, and I've been playing it as one player.
I mean, if it's fun, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun than fun, though?
Well, I wouldn't be playing it.
Get your mum involved, girl.
Fuck. Get her the VR headset and I'll play on bass.
It's like playing chess by yourself, you know.
It's different.
Yeah, I mean, chess is a two-player game. These games are designed to 1 to 4.
With chess, you're playing against someone, whereas I guess in the game's character, you play alongside them. So
it's a co-op game.
You can play chess against yourself and try to win
both
sides.
Yeah, but you know what you're going to do, so it's
not if you don't, though?
That's what makes it that much harder, because you both know what the other person's going to do.
See, I always just okay, you know what, I want black to win, and I'll purposely make a mistake as white. And it's like, well, what a shame.
That's your problem for being biased.
But what if yourself being the opponent flips the board?
Oh,
I mean,
you
can't expect that sort of shit. You don't know.
Fucking genius.
This is why I can't play chess by myself. Because half of me is a spiteful little shit.
The first move, he just flips it.
Every time. Can't believe you've done this.
I hate it when White's first move is to flip the board off the table.
The worst move. I can't counter it. I always lose.
So they take the board down.
Oh, okay. Moving on. Carl, next game. Next game.
My favourite thing in the world, VR. There was a release of a game that was very good. One of my favourite. It is my favourite and best VR game they've made yet.
And I'll second this. And I hate VR. It looks really good.
But it's a Beat Saber. So imagine.
I didn't actually know what you were going to say there, because before you go on to talk about it, I want to quickly mention that game we saw when we wanted VR, Carl, has finally come out.
Which one was that?
You know where you're infiltrating like an office or something and you throw knives and stuff?
Is it out?
That's actually come out. It came out yesterday, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it has bad reviews.
Not out to the 31st.
Oh, okay. A couple of days. But yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on that because that was one of the things that I think I shared with you or you shared with me early on, and I shared with people, and that's what made me want VR.
It's so stupid, but it's good. Yeah,
that was like 2 years ago.
Bad reviews already.
Has it had bad reviews?
Well, apparently some website was refusing to review it because it was slightly buggy and they didn't want to give a tainted thing, and then other ones did just review it and it's just buggy or something, apparently. I've not read them, so I might be wrong. Look into it yourself if you're considering buying it, Mr. Viewers and Mr. Carl.
I'll look into it.
Or Mrs. Viewers. Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Viewers.
So yeah, go on to...
Beat Saber. Yeah. Think of a Guitar Hero or Rock Band, anything like that.
Drums, but almost, isn't it, really?
It's drums in VR, where your drums are, like, just circling around you. You got lightsabers. It's lightsabers and Guitar Hero. You're standing still, which is why I think this is a game that I think like really well made, is because you don't have to deal with the movement.
Yeah.
But you're stood still. Well, you can move like slightly, and you're just slicing notes that people have made, like a map that people have made for the music. So if I was to say, they have a song called $100 Bills. Not that great of a song, but if you were to listen to the song by itself, it's like, it's an alright song. But if you play it and you're hitting the lightsaber on the notes as like the beats are going, it feels so good. If you have a Guitar Hero, it's just the same sort of feeling as like, yes, I got all of that done.
Yeah,
it's tiring.
Guitar Hero was kind of it was a bit of a cult game that's died out. Like, it had a very, not particular, but a fan base that really loved the game. So if you do have a VR headset, it's definitely a game worth getting.
If you happen to have a £400 VR headset laying around.
They're just laying around.
Yeah. On the off chance that you are a Guitar Hero fan and you don't have a VR headset, just get Clone Hero.
You have to have the Guitar Hero. We don't have to, but it's... not worth it.
Yeah, unless you have are actually getting really cheap and accessible now. The ones that Windows launched or Microsoft launched like a few months ago, like, you can pick one up now for about £170 and they're not actually that bad.
They're not as good, probably.
No,
but they're not that bad.
Ones that they have room scale in the sense that you wear the headset and actually it's not room scale, but it has tracking and the scanner thing for your hand controllers is on the headset, so as long as you're looking in the general direction, it's okay-ish.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a hell of a lot cheaper. It's actually more accessible now.
I'd recommend it to be cheaper. It's very tiring. Like, I could play for about a while. I used to, when I hadn't done any exercise for a while, I used to just play for 40 minutes. I was like, I'm knackered, I can't. I'm just sweating everywhere. And then, the other day, I just played for 2 hours straight. My entire being was moist. It was because it's so hot as well. We don't cool down quickly in this heat. So it's even worse. You're just sweating and just sad afterwards.
Better shower, feel great.
I think now I'm done with exams. I might actually pick that up maybe like tomorrow.
I'd recommend that 100%.
Dust off the old Oculus Rift.
Set up, yeah. It doesn't require the front two sensors are perfectly fine. It doesn't have anything behind you.
I still have mine in corners, but...
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you can just have... You don't need a third.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, why spend money on a gym when you can just play Beat Saber, really? That's kind of what it comes down to. If you're fat, buy Beat Saber.
the best advertisement.
Okay, great. We're all done.
That only took 40 minutes.
I only took 40 minutes. Now onto our big list of shit that's happened after the past 3 weeks, which I imagine there's at least going to be one thing that's going to flop horribly. So, Total Biscuit died. I shouldn't laugh.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I should not laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. Total got biscuited. No, I did that wrong. Biscuit got totaled. Fuck!
I just appreciate that he was an outstanding figure in the gaming community.
Well, I didn't 100%. Watch him, but you know.
He made a lot of like difference on the like actual community, companies as well, just thinking about shit.
So, Total Biscuit, for people who don't know, was a YouTuber who passed away not very long ago, actually, about 4 days ago. 5 days ago. Okay, I was close. He was a YouTuber and video game critic. And he was about 34. He died of cancer. So let's all have a minute's silence for him.
We don't have enough time.
It's true.
I mean, I'm sad. But
yeah,
I mean,
it is very sad, yeah.
Well, I mean, I actually thought maybe you'd at least attempt it, a minute's silence on a podcast, but...
I mean, viewers can just sort of, they can just pause the podcast for a minute. Start now. I'll tell you when to press play again.
It's fine.
Now. So much wrong with that.
Okay, let's we'll move on from that before it gets a little bit too offensive to people that actually like the guy.
Well, I mean, just to summarise, fantastic guy. Sad to see him go. I hope his wife is doing okay. I wish her all the best.
Grand. Someone started a close relative or whatever, or friend, started a GoFundMe thing to like help her with fees and stuff.
She did. Why? He must be rich.
Yeah, but medical stuff in America is different.
Yeah.
She's also been made a widow, a single mother, and unemployed in one day.
She can't. Yeah, she can't really carry on. I mean, Total Biscuit wanted her to continue the channel, but I don't know if she really can, to be honest, because people really watched it for him.
Why doesn't she rename it to Mrs. Biscuit?
Stop.
I mean, she could, but I don't know if people would watch it.
That was a legit thing!
I mean, not even in an offensive way, but I don't know if people actually would care if she did it. Obviously are there for him.
Yeah. People like so Total Biscuit, you know.
Yeah. So I guess she technically probably would need to just find an old job, so I guess it's helpful.
Maybe.
Maybe she can make it work, I don't know.
I kind of just realised I didn't even talk about what I was been playing this week.
I mean, I did think about that. It did cross my mind, but I thought I might be wrong and you might have already said it.
Didn't you say you've just been watching Tekken videos?
No, that was whilst I was on holiday.
Yeah, so yeah, that's pretty much the last 3 weeks.
I'm going to spoil it before Dan says that he's been playing Dauntless.
Wow. Ooh, okay.
Got it.
Onto that transmission. That transmission. Great segue. Dauntless, open beta. Came out. Me and Carl have both been playing that. That's kind of been my main game since I got back, other than that and a little bit of Tekken here and there. Carl, you have had a pretty bad time with it, haven't you?
So
it's an understatement.
That's an understatement, but yeah. Multiple problems I've had includes because it's an indie game company, I won't blame them for it, but their servers were fucking trash, so I couldn't... You'd sit in a queue for literally 2.5 hours to play the game to then get crashed out in a loading screen.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
This was only on midday. If you played like right in the morning or like 4 o'clock at night, then you might have been alright on the first couple of days. It's improved recently, so I'm glad they've actually made it work, or people have just quit, one of those two.
Yeah, it probably is a mix of both.
See, it's funny because that's exactly what I said to Wedge. I said, are the timers getting less because people don't like the game and have stopped playing it? They've given up with the ridiculous queue times and have stopped playing it. or they've actually fixed it. Like, which one of those three do you think it is?
I think it's a mixture. I really do.
I do think they because it did suddenly just it, to be honest.
It did just suddenly happen. There were 30,000 queues at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. 30,000 people, which then would still last 2 hours. Yeah, but then suddenly the day after there wasn't. So I think it's a mixture. I think it's helped that there's loads of people probably just cancelled out. But yeah, I think they did do something.
I can't imagine it's like 30,000 to 50,000 people have cancelled and just been like, nah, fuck this. Because I think I did say it to you, Doug, it's not on Steam. So you can leave it on in the background. Like, I would wake up first thing. I'd put it on to load up and you know, queue. And then I'd go shower, I'd clean my teeth, I'd come back, I'd play some Tekken for an hour or so, and then, you know, maybe play a league game, and then when it's ready, kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Like, obviously some people would like to just open a game and play it for half an hour.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily think Dauntless is one of those games, because some of the hunts can take, like, up to half an hour, but at the same time, you know, you just want to do one hunt and then go to work. And then it's like a 2 hour queue, you ain't going to be able to.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it's also one of them things where, talking about have they fixed it or have people just given up? I've tried to log in at multiple different times now in the day. You know, I've even kind of been like, oh, you know, it's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the evening with not a single queue time. So I can't imagine that's people giving up. That must be some sort of fix, you know, because that's going to be its busiest time probably.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
But no, I really like it. So again, you know, kind of trying to get into this habit of explaining to people what these games are, you know. Dauntless is like Monster Hunter. In fact, yeah, it is a free-to-play Monster Hunter with kind of Fortnite style graphics. It has no microtransactions unless they're cosmetic. A little bit pricey, you know. But again, not as pricey as Fortnite. Fortnite shit is expensive as hell. Don't ever buy it. And I actually quite like it. Carl has had some issues with crashing and all that and being stuck on the loading screen. What kind of happened on the first day, I had a 2 hour wait queue. I got in, I played for about an hour and a half, and then I crashed. The next day, I went onto their website, and literally, yeah, within a day, it said, you know, oh, there's been a little patch, there's been a fix, and this, blah, blah, blah. So, but what their fix was, if you crash and you go back to the menu, you have an hour still in this queue kind of thing where you can just load back in. Whereas before you would have to re-queue again. And yeah, you know, and then the day after that, I've not crashed. I've had no lag issues or anything like that. You know, it kind of makes you wonder, Carl, if maybe you would need to reinstall for it to be fixed, because it does sound like a bug. And
I'm reinstalling it. I can't go off with me.
No,
I don't like the game that much.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, I'm honestly really enjoying it, but I've been itching to get Monster Hunter for weeks and weeks now. Well, months, actually. I've really wanted to get Monster Hunter. So this game's scratching an itch, you know. Just being able to hit bosses with different tactics on, you know, different maps with different weapons and things with a kind of a hack and slash style. And I love hack and slash games anyway.
See, I also really want a Monster Hunter game, which is why I was so interested in Dauntless. But now that I know Monster Hunter World's coming out, there's plenty of stuff that will keep me entertained until Monster Hunter World comes out. And I'm going to be a dick and just say, Monster Hunter World looks like a much better game. And so I'm just going to play it, you know?
It is. No. Without a doubt, Monster Hunter World has got better graphics, better gameplay, much less boring gameplay.
More interesting monsters, more mix. Like, the game is more fleshed out.
That is kind of the
thing.
It's
going to have
moment.
More content. It's, you know, a bigger developer. So,
exactly,
for me,
yeah.
I'm probably just going to, you know, keep playing Dark Souls Remastered. Maybe, like, pre-patch when WoW comes out, that'll be good. You know, bits and bobs keep me going, and then as soon as Monster Hunter World comes out, I'm gonna slam it so hard. I'm gonna go in, and because I've never played a Monster Hunter on PC before, it's gonna feel really fresh. And I'm not saying that I'm not gonna say like Dauntless would burn me out, because it wouldn't. But you know, I'm gonna have sort of peak interest when Monster Hunter World comes out, and it's gonna be the best game ever.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things at the end of the day where you know, I'm kind of in the process of making a YouTube beta review for Dauntless, and what a lot of people I think don't take into account is that it is a free-to-play game with no gameplay microtransactions, like I said, you know. So the only thing that it can ever potentially waste is your time. So any time that you actually get onto the game and you're fighting some bosses and you enjoy yourself is profit, you know, from a gamer's sense.
But what if you don't enjoy it?
And it's not your game.
You'll never get that time back.
Well, no, but then, you know, losing a little bit of time, I'd much rather that than lose 30 quid.
You can get 30 quid back. You can't get 5 minutes back, Match. Think about
right.
that. Sorry, I don't know where I was going with that.
It's one of those things where it's like the Steam refund thing. You can buy a game for 50 quid these days and then play it for an hour and 59 minutes. And if you don't enjoy it, you can refund it. But if you get a free-to-play game like Dauntless and you play it for an hour and 59 minutes and you spend a lot of time doing shit tutorials and getting stuck on loading screens and having to do weird stuff like talking to loads of people, like an hour and 59 minutes has passed and you're like, wow, this has been shit. What a waste of 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so that is
that's
kind
of like...
That's
a very cynical way of looking at it.
No, it is. But I know what you mean. It is kind of luck of the draw, but you know, knowing that it is a free-to-play game, I do think that, me personally, it does lower my standards a little bit from what I expect.
Yeah.
You know, like, it would be the same thing. I know this is twice we've mentioned it now, of Sea of Thieves. If that game was much cheaper, I would have looked at it a completely different way to how I look at it as a 60 quid game.
Yeah.
50 quid, however much it is. So yeah.
Anyway, my guest appearance is over, unfortunately. I will be taking my leave.
You have to announce.
Yes. I have, you know, said my bits, Dark Souls and Warframe and all that, so I will I'll bounce. Good luck with the rest of the podcast. I will see you guys in the next couple of weeks.
In the next episode.
Yes. Well, that to the viewers. Obviously, I'm going to see you guys in like 2 hours.
Yeah. I mean, but, I thought you were doing like a Dragon Ball style leave.
Don't ruin the illusion.
Oh, yeah. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks, Doug.
See you, Doug. Thanks for coming. And he just jumped out of the window.
It's like when you're younger and like you're not sure what the teachers do when you go home from school. You're like, do the teachers just sit there overnight, like not moving, just very still? That's what we do. When you still listen to the podcast, we just stop.
It's like a cog robot thing. Like we just wind down.
Pretty much.
I think the worst thing about Dauntless for me so far, the entire thing, is that there's a massive 4 minute unskippable cutscene at the start, and I hate it.
That annoyed me. No,
I hate that.
I feel that did kind of irritate me
at
a bit.
At that point, I went to have a shower.
Oh, really?
For some reason, that's the time I chose.
Yeah, I mean, you do get a lot of things where the tutorials and the intros are unskippable, but I think it was more like we were both as well so kind of itching to play that might have had a bit of an effect on it, but...
After waiting 2 hours, you expect to get straight in, though.
Yeah,
free-to-play
yeah,
game
it was
takes
the month
it the time.
Waiting, wasn't it? Mm. But yeah, no, I'd recommend it. Carl probably wouldn't, you know. I enjoyed the weapon types with different, you know, very slight different combos and things. He didn't, yeah. The maps I thought were a little bit samey, but you know, when I kind of landed in a snowy area, in a desert area, kind of makes you think of like the real world kind of thing. It's like, well, okay, you know, if I go over to Canada, it's going to be a bit snowy, but it's still going to look like Earth. But you know, what can you do, I suppose. Okay, moving on. Have you guys seen both the Battlefield 5 and Call of Duty Black Ops 4 trailers?
I haven't seen the Call of Duty one. Actually,
do you want to watch it?
I heard it. I don't want to watch it, no. I don't care enough. but I'm sure it's just Call of Duty.
Standard. I am...
Black Ops...
Is it? Boots on the ground!
Not Black Ops. Battlefield 5's one was pretty much a made-up trailer. It's just saying.
Yeah, it was really meh.
It was just a made-up CG, pre-rendered, that's the one, trailer. I don't know what COD's was. I didn't look at it.
That had gameplay.
Did that have gameplay? Actually, I might have seen it, because I remember. Because it's Activision, it's being released on the Battle.net launcher.
Yeah, which is weird. Mm.
Really,
I'd much rather it be on Steam.
I mean, I think that's why they're not doing it, because then they don't have to pay Valve money.
Yeah.
Right, I see. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, Activision have a distribution platform now, the Blizzard launcher, so, well, it's now the Activision launcher, isn't it, so...
I mean, really?
Yeah, I think most Activision games will probably be on there now.
Wow.
Shit. I'm going to launch it. I'm not sure what it's called anymore.
It's called Battle.net. It's called the Blizzard launcher.
Oh, it's still called Blizzard launcher, yeah, okay. But they just have a separate category for Activision, okay.
Yeah.
They have a partnership, don't they? I don't think they actually own Blizzard, but they've got like this very heavy partnership with it, or is it like a funding
thing?
Yeah,
I think
so.
Yeah. I think they are with the publisher, but they don't. I think they do let Bungie mostly get on with what they want.
Blizzard, you mean, not Bungie?
Yeah, that's the one. Blizzard, yeah. And then again, no one really knows how much influence they have because we just don't know.
Yes. No, that's true. I mean, yeah, I saw both the trailers. If you really wanted, you know, there's obviously the kind of Battlefield Call of Duty rivalry that goes on, you know. And in this case, Call of Duty are kind of winning just because they showed gameplay, in my opinion anyway. We've literally got no clue what Battlefield is about, really.
Wait, they're turning fucking Call of Duty. I'm watching the trailer now. I am. I end up watching it. They're just turning it into a fucking class shooter.
Yeah, I hated it. Yeah, it looks nothing like Call of Duty.
It's a class shooter. Yeah, four or five classes. Overwatch style, but, you know. It's kind of like the whole... What is it they used to say? It was like Rainbow Six players went on to PUBG. Overwatch players went on to Fortnite. That was kind of the general gist of things. And this is kind of like now, I don't know, this is if like all those PUBG style players want to go back, I guess. You know, the realistic approach to a class shooter. I don't really know. It's odd. But, I mean, you know, I think I was saying to Dan a little bit earlier, you know, there's a lot of games that I want to get that I'd never normally buy, but if they've got like Xbox cross-platform and things like that, I've got a lot of other friends I'd like to play with, and Black Ops 4 might be one of them.
Fair enough, then, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that. Though, I don't see that happening, because PC players have such an advantage over Xbox and PlayStation people. Mm.
Well,
in terms
you can
of
buy
like
you can buy a keyboard and mouse now, though, that's specifically made for Xbox.
But you're on about cross-platform, like multiplayer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Usually, no, it never happens, because not just for the advantage, but when they push updates for games, they can just push them instantly to PC, but for Xbox or PlayStation, it has to be checked. It has to be validated and stuff, so it's just irritating. Okay. And then you end up with like different versions of the games, and it's just irritating.
Gears of War 4, as far as I'm aware, is cross-platform.
It is, but Microsoft own Gears of War, so I guess they sort of do the updates better, because they validate it themselves and then push them to both the platforms they own.
Yeah,
so,
I guess.
I think it's an exception.
I kind of just feel like people are pushing cross-platform so much now, like gamers and things like that, that they maybe by the time that the COD and Battlefield and all that come out, it would be like a really good selling point. But I mean, it's just wishful thinking from my part. But yeah, no, big shame. I think it was really dumb of whoever the hell makes Battlefield. Who makes Battlefield? That company.
I can't remember the name now.
DICE.
DICE.
Yeah.
Okay.
A spell about Battlefield 5. It's called We went Battlefield 4, then we went back to 1, now we're back to 5. And also, yeah. 5 is also... I would have expected Battlefield something, 1 point something, just because it's gone. It's still in
episode
the...
Episode 2?
Yeah, it's all gone back in time. It's still back then, I'm pretty sure, for Battlefield 5.
It's just getting messy.
It is, it really
it
is.
But,
I mean,
yeah.
this random trend of let's call everything 1... It's really backfired because of the future versions. Like, did they not think in advance? Like, what are we gonna do next?
They could have done a Battlefront 2, yeah. 1, and that style of thing, but they didn't.
I mean, at what point does your game evolve to the point where it's no longer the game and worth being called Call of Duty or Battlefield anymore?
Yeah,
like Call of Duty, this new one just doesn't look like a Call of Duty.
It's close, but it's big changes.
It's huge, yeah.
If you were to go from World at War, the number 5, to this, oof,
yeah.
World at War, I mean, fucking Modern Warfare 2, I'd say.
Well, I mean, the idea is to go from Black Ops 3 to 4, really. That, you know, that's how I suppose you should go for it, you know.
I suppose, but it's sort of like the gameplay I'm getting at.
I'm sure it will still feel like a Call of Duty game. I'm sure you'll have some peeping around walls and stuff. The aiming is probably going to feel the exact same. But yeah, you know, maybe you won't. Maybe you're going to have like 1, 2, 3, and 4 on a keyboard or whatever, where you have different power-ups and stuff for whatever class you are and all that crap. But it's going to be interesting. It's a new take. It's difficult as well because there's been so many Call of Duty games. Maybe it's time that they had something new. And, you know,
and too much. Also, I'm looking at the fucking like to dislike ratio on the unlisted video that you can only get from the Battle.net launch is 224 likes to 566 dislikes. Because it's just because in the thingy in the comments just complaining that it's on the Battle.net launcher.
Oh, goddamn. Well, that's just people being dumb, isn't that's it? Just, like, yeah. What does it matter? Like, it's all good and well making a meme and a joke about it, but people to genuinely boycott something for... Hey, it makes no difference to them at all, you know. But whatever. You know, I do think it comes down to as well, like, if it was the same as, say, like, Black Ops 3, people are going to moan that it's too samey. But they've seen a gap in the market, you know, a realistic style class shooter. And they've gone for it and people are going to moan again. You can't win. It's definitely a gap in the market from what I've seen, you know. I mean, maybe Battlefield 2 might have had something like that. I remember playing Battlefield 2 ages ago, like years and years ago. And I remember something about different classes.
But... Just play Lawbreakers, because there ain't a niche in the market for that.
Oh.
Because Lawbreakers did that, and there was no niche.
Yeah, that flatlined. I completely forgot about that.
That wasn't realistic, though, was it? Weren't they like jumping around and shit?
It's not as realistic as this Call of Duty.
Right.
Call of Duty's got fucking like jetpacks and jumping shit. Anti-grav
stuff.
Well,
this one hasn't.
This whatever. Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Boots on the ground, bro.
They are similar. On the ground. Yeah. They are similar still, and there just isn't a niche.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I'm interested to see what pops up at E3 with them. Oh, God, these segues have been god-awful. State of Decay 2 and also Detroit Become Human. We're going to join them together. Two games that have come out. Two games that none of us have played.
Wait, I played one. I played State of Decay 1. I have a couple of hours there. It was... If you like the zombie survival aspect, but like having a story behind it, yeah, it's a good game. But I couldn't be bothered. How many hours have I got?
I've heard State of Decay 2 is really bad. It's a big disappointment. But then they had loads of people bought it. So it is one of those games where like, oh yeah, making it for the hype. Everyone's bought it, you know, said like 1 million purchases or something in the first day. And it's not very good.
It's unfortunate, but yeah. Detroit, on the other hand, is a fantastic looking game.
Oh God, it looks so good.
I watched a streamer play through on it. And He was. It looked so good. It has really nice like graphics. First of all, like it looks fucking fantastic, and the story is actually really fucking compelling. It's a big game, and I don't know if people playing it by themselves will be that interested. I feel like it's a game to be like streamed proper, that sort of thing.
Yeah, for other people to watch as well, and
other people
that.
To like help, like to see and to see, like you should make this decision, blah blah blah. It is very heavily based on decisions that you've made. If you control a character and they die, the story will just carry on from them dying.
Oh really?
The story arc is massive.
I'm just actually looking here. State of Decay 2 is like £20. I never realised.
20 quid? That's not too bad.
Yeah, 22 quid. And it's reviews on IGN and Metacritic and all that are kind of around a 7 out of 10, so it must have just been one random review that I saw that was really bad, but
Yeah.
I'm looking at it here. Very standard looking zombie survival thing.
And it's like controlling different tribes of people. Sorry, we're switching between the games.
We are. I just noticed. Yeah, this is going horribly wrong.
But before this is for State of Decay, you're switching between like multiple. You're like you have a tribe,
right?
And you're sort of like trying either to be unfriendly to other tribes who are trying to be unfriendly to you or something. It's like running a little city in the zombie apocalypse. I think that's what the main game.
So in Detroit, I can control tribes of androids to stop fighting zombies and make other tribes of robots angry.
Yeah.
But where's Dan gone through all this?
He's had enough. He's had a fucking...
God damn it, Dan. Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry, I am actually here. I had no interest in any of the games.
Not really? You don't care for any of them?
No, I haven't even heard of them.
Wow. What? Really? Where have you been? Don't say goodbye.
I don't know.
I swear to God. But yeah, I mean, Detroit Become Human has been hyped up for ages. I have seen a few scenarios and things like that. It reminds me an awful lot of L.A. Noire. You know, with the kind of questioning and your decisions, and then it's got like the face mapping as well.
I get that.
But, yeah. Moving on, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hang on, wait. I saw State of Decay 2 is probably one of those games where it's good with your friends, right? Like, I assume it's multiplayer.
I don't know. It wasn't.
I mean,
one wasn't that fun by myself, so maybe.
Oh, okay. I'd like to think so, but I could be completely wrong. That's kind of most of like the potential games that we've played news. RuneScape Classic, not to be confused with the
old school RuneScape,
thank you, is now shutting down.
Manch likes to call it RuneScape Classic.
Classis.
Classis.
I don't know why I've done that. I hoped I'd just write that myself. But.
Okay, RuneScape Classic's going down. No one plays it anymore. Yeah. Maybe a few people, but. Not worth
not
the servers.
I mean, that's like 150 people playing it, like at peak, and that was only because they announced it was shutting down.
This is the original RuneScape, isn't it? Like it's got nothing.
Like the old 2D isometric.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a shame. No one really cares much about that.
None of us played it. I don't think.
No.
We're not old enough.
No, I started off at old school, I think.
Mm-hmm.
PUBG. We spoke about this a little bit earlier, PUBG and Fortnite. PUBG devs are suing Fortnite. They said they were going to sue months and months ago, and it is apparently still going through. I thought they'd give up.
Yeah, but these things do take fucking ages, to be fair.
There's
probably going to be a big announcement to say that they're cancelling it if they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. It's such a tough thing because I honestly think they copied. You know, I'll say it. You know, PUBG came out. It was successful. And then Fortnite, they had no original plans as far as, you know, they didn't, you know, no yeah, public plans.
No, no, I don't agree with that. Defense game.
Yeah. But then legally, they can't really say that.
I mean, PUBG doesn't really own the brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's...
They obviously own the brand, but they don't own the genre.
I feel like there was a few things that they could have done to avoid this copyright claim attempt, I guess. You know, just kind of like the whole where you're on the ship thing. You know, in PUBG it's a plane, and this is like a bus on a balloon.
Yeah, I think it's a bit too far, maybe.
You could have just had people, like, rocketed in, and then they can control themselves from the top and, you know, decide where they wanted to drop, you know, and have...
The pre-area where you mess around.
Yeah, it is very, very similar, to be honest.
It's just a few things that they could have changed, but they didn't, and now... You know,
I mean, I don't think... I can't remember who made it.
Epic.
Who made Fortnite? Yeah, Epic. I had this conversation with earlier, I can't remember. I don't think there
was any
Bungie,
risk. Didn't you?
Yeah. No, so that was a different one as well, yeah.
Oh, EA!
They're alright. Yeah.
I don't think there's really any risk of, like, the lawsuit actually damaging them.
Yeah.
Because I don't really understand how it sort of works, but I mean, Epic do own the engine that Bluehole are using.
I did actually, you said earlier, Dan, about how Epic could very easily just revoke the rights.
They could, yeah.
Yeah, I was in the bath earlier and I watched a video by Pretty Good Gaming and they said the exact same thing. They said, you know, if suing Epic must be a breach of their contract.
Yeah, so sure, you know, they can just revoke the license and then what the hell does PUBG do then?
Yeah, but this is the thing. Apparently, they're saying that in this the contract, it says that Epic Games will never copy...
It does, yeah. That was originally why I think the lawsuit was going through.
If that's the case, that's almost a sure win. Unless they can argue that it's not a copy.
Hmm. I guess we'll see.
It's tough, because it can go both ways, you know. But then it kind of comes down to, you know, PUBG.
I mean, I think having both of them is a good thing. There is room in the market for both of them.
PUBG's failing.
They do have different like strengths and weaknesses. Fortnite's shooting is garbage, but PUBG is a lot better. Not that it's great, but it's a lot better.
Yes, yeah.
And more and like, but then Fortnite is more of a kiddie, but
it's the Minecraft generation growing up.
Fortnite's more entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. Easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
PUBG is sort of like the armor of FPS. It's more like the simulation more than, and Fortnite's more of the arcadey shooter like Call of Duty, sort of as a rough comparison.
Yeah, it's tough. It really is. I mean, like a lot of people are saying that the PUBG's kind of failing now, but that's their fault. That's not Fortnite's fault. You know, if
I mean, PUBG just sort of let happen. Like for a long time, the game wasn't that great. There wasn't much content coming out.
No updates.
And Fortnite just came out and they have a much bigger development team, they're much more experienced and they just push shit out.
Yeah, Fortnite smashed
it. It started off shit,
you know.
And then it smashed it horribly. I didn't expect it at all. I still can't believe it, to be honest. I still remember when it had like a few thousand viewers and PUBG had like 100,000. And now it's...
Yeah. Oh, my favourite moment was when Dan was watching his stream.
The first time
PUBG.
I saw it, was some streamer I watched because he only played PUBG, well, played it a lot. And I wonder he wasn't. He was playing this shit, clone ripoff called Fortnite. I was like, what the fuck? How much were you paid to play this shit?
I got banned.
And then I got chat banned. and yeah, apparently he did get paid quite a bit, but also.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's Epic Games, though, and now
it's now a very popular game.
Hmm. It was Ninja, wasn't it? Ninja was the guy who kind of pushed Fortnite to the...
I don't think it was, no. It was some other guy I watched, yeah.
No, but I'm saying Ninja pushed Fortnite to, you know, with the whole Drake thing months ago or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, shit, Drake's playing game. That must be cool. Let's play this game, non-game, as I say.
That's how it works, man. I mean, Jesus Christ. Can you imagine if, like, rumour went around that Britney Spears was playing Tekken? How many viewers?
That'd be incredible.
You know,
my favorite. Oh my god! Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine the amount of viewers
on
Twitch?
Can we start this rumor? You heard it here first, guys. Britney Spears is playing Tekken.
Right, so we get to the Tekken Reddit.
You need proof.
Just get the Photoshop out.
Inspect Element Twitter.
Inspect Element Twitter. Yes, Fifi.
I have no clue what the fuck that was. To me, you just shouted, what the fuck is Kafifi?
It's what Trump tweeted one time.
Yeah, it was that weird mystery that like, people were reading into because they weren't sure what it meant.
just accidentally pressed enter. I
thought it was the main plot thing in fucking Moami or whatever it is. Moani? Moana?
I haven't seen it.
That's a good film.
Yeah, no, it's good, but I'm pretty sure like the main plot line is like saving Tafiti or whatever the hell Carl said.
I'm pretty sure it's racist. You can't just call every country EE at the end of it for it to be relevant.
It was like a goddess or something of the earth.
Watiki, Kafifi, Nahini.
Okay, I think next topic is
the Mimi. Wait, are we on to the next topic?
Yeah, probably.
Moana 2 has just been announced.
Holy shit!
where The Rock has...
He's been playing Fortnite.
Been playing Fortnite. And he's only got one leg. There's an ex-security... Oh my god, have you seen that new Skyline film trailer? No?
No.
Skyscraper, sorry, it's called, I think. Okay, so I'm just going to give you the synopsis from what I've seen from the trailer. So you've got The Rock. He is an ex-security guard, ex-security for this massive skyscraper tower, which is like a city inside a tower. So it's set a little bit in the future. And he had an accident and he's only got one leg now. He has a fake leg. And now people infiltrate this tower, like terrorists infiltrate the tower. And now he is a one-legged action hero, ex-security guard that has to save his family from the terrorists who have taken over the tower.
Is it Trump Tower?
Bigger.
Oh.
No, yeah, this is a tower that's actually got like, I think it has like shops, it has gardens inside like the tower and that. Like, it is literally massive. It's nothing like it exists so far. I just thought it was so dumb. Why does he only have to have one leg? It's incredibly generic, you know. Or ex-security, yeah. Now, or is ex-security guard or something, or probably ex-military, I don't fucking know, who is now head of security of the tower. He gets overrun. No one can get out because the security is so good, even though it's been fucking taken over. And he has to save the day. But there's dumb things where, like...
Couldn't this be saved for our movie-related podcast that we record afterwards?
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to rant. It really annoyed me.
Noticed.
How did
this movie hurt you?
Okay, because he has one leg, and I thought it was so unnecessary. Is this your way of making the film not generic by giving him one leg? There was a scene in the trailer where he holds this door open that's slamming shut with his leg. And then he's like, oh, I love you. And then kisses his, like, gives his leg a smooch. And then he puts it back on. And then someone holds a gun to his head. Like, oh, come on. Is this what's going to happen? Are you actually giving the leg a personality where it does shit for you? Where it's so, you know, he wouldn't have been able to do this without his fucking wooden leg. Such a shit film. Anyway.
It's actually out.
The island's not out yet. It is. Tafiti.
So I was close.
Yeah. It was just two words. And then Fiti.
Yeah. Is that where you've been?
Yeah.
You went to the island.
I went to the library to check out where it was.
The library!
Okay. We're very nearly done. Star Citizen is offering a $27,000 add-on pack.
I brought it. Oh, I brought it as soon as it was announced. I love the game. I just cradle money into it without thinking. I'm homeless. My family have abandoned me.
That's a remortgage your house.
Nice pixels.
Yeah, you know, this is odd because I think I said this to you, Dan. Star Citizen, I thought was getting beaten by EVE Online. These are both space simulators.
I mean, it was never even the case, and it was never even a threat to EVE Online.
Yeah. EVE Online is known to have so much money put into the game where people will spend thousands. People can earn thousands and thousands of pounds or dollars off of that game. So this pack, called the Legatus pack, comes with 117 ships and 163 quote extra things like upgrades and skins. Costs $27,000.
I don't understand why anyone would buy it, ever. But I mean, people do. But the thing is, they've said many times,
yeah,
you can buy every ship in the game when it comes out with in-game currency.
Wait, what? Say again? What?
You can buy every ship in the game when it comes out with in-game currency. You won't
Star Citizen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we know how much we can't trust them anymore.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So yeah, people will buy these crazy fucking packs to get these exclusive ships and stuff.
The thing is, though, you need to have also spent $1,000 on Star Citizen already to be able to even purchase it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you'll get a 404 error, apparently.
So they don't specifically tell you, they just give you a 404 error?
Yeah, apparently so.
That's very, really very shady. Odd.
Really
weird, the entire concept behind Star Citizen at this point has got very shady and weird.
I'm sure some people will buy it, though. There's bound to be at least one person that will buy it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. For some reason, it seems the theme, or the audience for the game, is like sort of middle-aged men, or sort of like old and like men now.
Space simulators
like,
in general.
Too much money.
Yeah, I think space simulators in general were for the rich people.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, it's just men with too, like, older men with too much money.
Yeah, guess so. They
happy to spend this money on their like their perfect game, but they don't quite realise that actually.
Yeah.
It's probably not going to go anywhere. I'm generalising and stereotyping there, but
no, but that's what it seems. You know, they wouldn't put this $27,000 price tag unless they had the information in front of them that wow, people
it,
were
yeah.
spending this much money. Yeah,
I mean the thing is, does if it contains that many ships?
Yeah.
Imagine it's like a package of all existing ships.
Yeah.
I don't actually know if any new content has gone into it.
It says here that 117 ships is almost the total number of ships available in the game.
Exactly. So
almost.
And if you spent a grand already, why would you still want to be buying ships?
Well, what it makes me wonder if you could spend this 27 grand or whatever on the ship. If you could then resell the ship separately, I don't know if you can trade real money on that game. Maybe you can,
the
black market.
That brings me to my next point, is why are they still making hundreds of ships when the core mechanics aren't implemented? There is no trading in the game. Literally, the game's a shell of, like, 10
there's no
features
trading
you can do. Yeah, there's literally, like, a handful of things you can actually do that actually makes it a game. The rest, it's just a ship buying simulator for real money.
I'll say, so people can't make any money.
There's no
back
gameplay
off this
to it at all at the moment. There's like a dogfighting thing and like some really mediocre missions where you like just go collect something and it's done.
It's weird.
It's not a game. It's,
really,
it's literally
really weird.
A spend money ship buying simulator. Real money.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, to be honest.
Odd. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But anyway, we are very, very nearly done. And I thought we'd go much longer than I assumed, even with Doug gone.
I think he went quicker when he left.
Yeah. May he rest in peace as he jumped out his window. Our window.
Our window. We're in our combined house.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. In our gaming house.
Oh, shit.
It's actually a gaming caravan.
Oh man,
I'd love a gaming caravan if it was done.
Sounds
up
awful.
Wi-Fi. Wow, I screw you. The Steam Link app. When did that release?
Some amount of days ago. I want to say like a week.
Okay, roughly a week then. What this is an app on your phone that connects to your PC, kind of. Or I assume
it
connects
it
to your Steam account, doesn't it?
Yeah, as long as you have Steam running on your computer, you log into it on your phone as well. And then it connects to your computer, basically, so you can play a game on your computer and it will appear on your phone.
Yeah, kind of like as a mirrored copy, and I assume you can control it on your phone, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can plug in a like a controller or a sync or a Bluetooth controller to your phone.
There's honestly not really much that for me personally to say about that.
It's just like pretty cool, I guess. It's weird that for some reason it was on Android and iPhone, but Apple have taken it off their store. Yeah, for reasons unknown.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. Okay, I can play a random game whilst I'm having a shit for, you know, 10, 15 minutes or whatever. Probably controlling it will be god awful.
You can just grab like a Bluetooth controller or something for like a tenner off Amazon, and
hook that up to your phone.
Yeah, just as Bluetooth.
But then you're at the point where if you're having a shit, where do you put the phone? You're gonna have to put the phone somewhere. And then sit with the controller. It just seems like an awful lot of work.
Well, you can always like straddle the toilet like the wrong way round, so you can like rest your phone on like the porcelain sort of the tank against the wall. And then you just sort of that's perfect. And there's an entire South Park episode about this. That's where it came from.
Good. I'm glad, to be honest.
You know, it's one of them things, I have a feeling it won't work. Well, not that it won't work, but I feel it's going to be niche and I'll never use it.
Yeah, I mean, it's free and it's there. Yeah. You don't really lose anything if you don't use it.
Yeah.
Give it
am going to download it and I am going to try it. You know, just to jib around with
anything. It's nice because originally you could do this, but you had to buy a Steam Link, which was like a £20 device that Steam sold. But now it just does it on your phone.
That's pretty cool. Guess phones are getting more powerful now, aren't they? So,
pretty much, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really the power, but like network speed.
Yeah. On that note, we're pretty much done, aren't we?
About League. Very small segment on League.
Go on, go do it. Because Carl played some League with us yesterday.
How was that, Carl? Did you enjoy it?
Mate, I won the game for us in the third game we played. I'm the best player ever.
He did a Carl. We had a team fight.
I know exactly
got a quadra.
What you're gonna say. He did shit, and then he got a quadra in a team fight. Yeah,
and then we won.
Hype train. Yeah, it was a really good team fight. Actually, we just fucking decimated. What pissed me off as well is I 1v2'd as Brand. Probably would have got both kills, and then Carl just comes running in.
Mate, this fucker's stealing my farm all game. I don't miss this at all.
Yeah, he does.
I don't miss that at all.
I was support. What do you want from me? You know, and I still carried and I did a lot and, you know, suck my dick. Anyway, tell us about the changes to League before I despise everyone.
No, it's just 8-RAM.
Yeah,
They're changing 8-RAM up a little bit for a little while and see what people think of it. Just a few new items, including some boots that let you walk through walls. But Dan, there are no walls on ARAM. It's a bridge. Yes, you're correct. You walk on the air.
Okay. So that was a dig at me for earlier.
Oh no, I was referencing myself as like...
Oh, okay.
I mean, unfortunately you just have the same name.
Oh, okay. No, but I said that to you, didn't I?
Yeah, but I thought about it and it does just sound silly, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Again, for the people who don't know, who don't play League, you've probably turned off at this point already, but ARAM stands for All Random, All Mid, where you would go in and they would give you a random character and you are just on a bridge and you just massacre each other.
But it's just like a side game mode. It's not really the main appeal of the game. It's just a bit of random fun. Much shorter game.
They've just added some new items, some new quirks and things like that to make things a bit easier for the melee DPS to kind of get in there. Otherwise, you know, when you're on a small bridge, you've got melee running into them, they're just going to get burst down by the range, basically. So it's ways for them to get out, ways for them to get around and, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. Again, why they're doing it, I have no fucking idea, but... Okay! It's a podcast, guys.
It's not a podcast.
That is a podcast. That is one whole podcast. We've done it.
Ooh. Only four left to do.
It feels good to be back. Next week, we are going to be doing the E3 speculation, where we can talk about what we want from E3, what we expect and what we are hopeful for, but probably will never appear in a million years.
Money. Money is my answer to all three of those questions.
At E3 particularly.
Just in general.
I just want E3 to be like...
No, I just want money.
I don't even know what...
It wasn't even referenced, E3.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Right.
You asked me what I wanted, what I was hopeful for, and what I'll never get.
Oh, Dan. You. We're so glad to have you here.
Thanks, Dad.
And now we've made it to 1 minute 30. That's the podcast, guys. We will speak to you all next week.
See
you. Bye. 2 weeks.
I have a massive penis.